Hi, this is Pete Tsironas with Dots and Bridges, and I'm here with Samara Shulman, president of On Point Consulting, for another episode of Something to Talk About, and it's generally stuff that we love to talk about week in and week out. Samara, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How about you?
I'm feeling great. I love the article regarding multi-generational workforce. Being a former federal employee, I was the young guy at 21 at the Department of Defense, and I was the old guy at the Department of Energy, but I always felt I can learn from people. So this article that was published this year in Chief Publication, From Gen Z to X and Boomers Too, How to Effectively Lead a Multi-Generational Workforce. I know this is important to you, and I can tell you that multi-generational, multi-diverse workforce to me is always an advantage to do things more effectively and efficiently if led properly. So your thoughts?
Completely agree. I hope no office is just the 100% of the same type of person. First of all, reading, talking, examining, analyzing the workforce. I think it is so important to everybody. It affects all of us. This article I thought was really interesting. It spelled out what the five different generations are who are currently in the workforce and pointed out some different things. It defines each generation, which I thought was very interesting, with the concept that each generation has common historical and cultural experiences, which is true. This article really made me think that there are conversations about like generational baggage and what you carry from your parents, from your background, from whatever the case may be.
Yeah, let me just jump in. As a president who embraces inclusivity, we talk a lot about in our episodes about how you usher that in or you embed that in your workforce, Samara, respect, open communication, how essential it is. Do you find that your leadership style, your mentorship to these folks, whether they're a boomer or a Gen Z, do you find it's easy to adapt and that you're willing to, or do you kind of have the Samara mantra?
I'm absolutely willing to adapt, but I wouldn't say that it's when somebody leaves or somebody new comes on board. I'd say it's every day. I like to listen, and I think that it's only right to adapt, right? At the end of the day, a job is a job, and I think it is so darn important for all of us to recognize that this is not the only thing that our employees have going on in their lives.
What are the attributes you look for somebody to come into that type of culture?
Sure. It's different whether we're hiring for one of our specific projects or if we're hiring for headquarters. So there are different requirements, different things that we look at. That's why, going back to the original question, yeah, it changes every single day. It's not a matter of the generations. And to that point, we want people who can be a part of the team and who can actively participate, not just in their silo, not just at their desk, but as part of the team.
I hear you. And let me try to summarize, because you're in a constant state of learning. And I think that's what I took away from the article, and you're really punctuating it. And that is regularly assessing your leadership style, facilitating knowledge sharing and skills development, and really fostering that open communication. And regardless of age, I call it the jigsaw puzzle. There's always something special about every piece in a puzzle to make it work. So, parting shot.
Yeah, one of the things that the article talked about that I try my hardest to do is leading with curiosity versus judgment. They gave an example of asking questions like, can you help me understand why you're hesitant to work more days in the office versus just making assumptions or judging a person's answer? And I do try to keep that in mind with everybody, that it's not just about getting to the answer, but it's about having the conversation and the brainstorming session around it and letting people poke holes or say, hey, that's a great idea. If somebody says, Pete, if I ask somebody, hey, what do you think about this? And they say, oh, absolutely. I don't just walk away and go do it. I then say, great, why? Why are you saying that? And you know what happens if they say, nah, I disagree. My next question is, why? Why are you saying that? So those are the conversations that just stuck out with me, to lead with curiosity versus judgment.
Well, on that note, Samara, this is why I love seeing you on the circuit in Washington and leading panel discussions. When I hear you and we have these conversations, you will most undoubtedly help On Point be a more compelling and special company. So I always appreciate your insights. This was great to talk to you today, and I will talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Sounds great.
Thank you.